my mother is right now of age of 64. She just turned 64 February 22nd. She is a mother of six children, one daughter, and which is me, and five boys. She has schizophrenia. She has multiple personalities. Community Elements is what helped us actually get more help for her, because giving her shots every month wasn't enough. The shots started wearing off. She would be angry, aggressive, leave the house, wouldn't bathe, would wear the same clothes, have a horrible smell. She had been banned in certain areas because of her smell and how she would talk to people, panhandle, ask for money, also want to hug somebody and they don't want to be hugged. One time my mom was laying, I will never forget this, she was laying outside on the curb, like her feet was hanging in the street and the rest of her body was in the grass. But it's like, car was going past and they called the police because they thought she was dead. And she told them, I was sunbathing, why is you bothering me? That was part of her mental health illness too. People don't realize, they think it's easy. Well, you can just put them away, or you can just put them in a hospital, or just get them a place to stay. No, there is a process. We went through a court process that took 3 months. After the 3 months, we were able to get her somewhere to stay. If it hadn't have been for that police officer, it had not been for Community Elements pushing for this, my mom would probably be dead right now. It was in court that I found out that college students that she wanted to just hug, and they said that we will take you out to eat, and they actually took her out in the country, stripped her naked, and made her walk back in town. She was picked up by the police, so they had got her some clothes and everything and then brought her back home, and brought her back home like nothing happened. But a police report was filed, and that police officer took the initiative to try to get her some help. And he invited her to come into a restaurant to eat, and the restaurant says, no, she smells, she can't come in here. She's banned from coming in here, she smells, and our patrons complain about her odor. That's one thing about having a mental illness, you just neglect yourself so much to where you don't realize that you smell the way you smell, you look the way you look. My mom has a history also of being on drugs. She went on drugs after me and my brother that's next to me, dad, died. She had a nervous breakdown and she turned to drugs. Then from there, she was in and out of the system. They realized that she had a mental illness while she was locked up in the system. My grandparents raised me and my brothers. So the little interaction that I did have with my mom, it wasn't a good one. She was always angry and she was harmful to us verbally and physically. When I was younger, my friends would tease me about my mom. And that's when you have that time where you turn away and like, I don't know her, I don't know who she is. But as an adult, no, I don't say that. It changed her. This mental illness changed her totally. She was not like that at first. When my dad was alive, she wasn't like that. And I think that that took a toll on her, and it went from depression. And I come from a family to where counseling is not something you go do. You don't go see a counselor. You don't go see a psychiatrist. You don't go do that. I'm not sure what the long-term plan for her. We would like her to be able to be closer. We want her to be able to come home and have her own place and be able to, you know, be with other seniors. It's a process and it's hard to do. And I want to bring my mom home, but I know she can't sit at home at my house for 8 hours with just me and her there, 8 hours, and she's going to be okay. That's not going to happen. She could leave without me knowing and I wouldn't know where she was at. Something could happen to her. She could set the house on fire, not knowing what she's doing. Anything could happen. So it's like, you danged if you do, you danged if you don't.